Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In September, the government of Somalia announced aggressive new measures aimed at crippling the Al-Shabaab terror group's ability to raise funds and to conduct militant operations. In the spirit of this endeavor, the United States Department of State and Department of the Treasury announced sanctions against leaders of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group and against a network of individuals who facilitate funding the group. On October 17th, the Department of State designated 5 Al-Shabaab leaders as specially designated global terrorists under Executive Order 13224 as amended. Mohamed Mire is a senior Al-Shabaab leader responsible for strategic decision-making and leads the group's interior wing, overseeing many of the group's activities in Somalia. Yasir Cheese is an Al-Shabaab leader and the commander of the armed wing, which conducts attacks. Yusuf Ahmad Haji Nuraw, also known as Gis Ade, runs Al-Shabaab's intelligence wing, the Amniyat, which plays a key role in the execution of suicide attacks and assassinations. Mustaf Otto is a senior Amniyat official responsible for coordinating and conducting attacks in Somalia and Kenya. Muhammad Abdi Aden is an Al-Shabaab leader. He took part in planning the 2019 attack on Dusit D2 Hotel in Nairobi, Kenya, that left 22 civilians dead. At the same time, the Treasury Department designated a network of 9 Al-Shabaab financial intermediaries who hold leadership roles and act as facilitators between Al-Shabaab and local companies. Al-Shabaab extorts money from local businesses to finance itself and its affiliate Al-Qaeda. The sanctioned financiers are Abdullah Jerry, a weapons smuggler, Khalif Adale, who has served as Al-Shabaab's finance leader for collecting money from non-governmental organizations, Abdi Karim Gegale, a deputy within Al-Shabaab's finance department, Abdi Samad, an Al-Shabaab militant who has been in close contact with the Al-Shabaab Senior Leadership Council, Abdi Rahman Nuri, an intermediary between Al-Shabaab and the local private sector, Mohammed Hussein Salat, Ahmed Hassan Ali Suleiman Matan, and Mohammed Ali Badas, who are part of an Al-Shabaab smuggling and weapons trafficking network in Yemen. Finally, the U.S. Department of State is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information on Hassan Afguye, a key leader of Al-Shabaab. The United States is focused on identifying and disrupting Al-Shabaab's illicit networks operating in Eastern Africa, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian Nelson. We will continue to take action against the weapons smuggling and fundraising activities of Al-Shabaab and other Al-Qaeda affiliates.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.